I'm Steve O'Dell with Mission Network News. A three-day ceasefire between Pakistan and Afghanistan expired Monday night with reports of renewed hostilities. The roots of their conflicts stretch back decades, but the humanitarian cost has been especially high the past month. Last week, a Pakistani strike on a drug rehabilitation center in Kabul likely killed and injured hundreds of people. Nehemiah with FMI says,
"The facility served some of the most vulnerable individuals in society."
The United Nations reports that since February 26th, the war has killed at least 289 civilians in Afghanistan. For gospel workers in both nations, Nehemiah says security risks have increased, but so too has the spiritual openness of those they serve.
"Pray for wisdom and courage for ministry workers as they navigate complex situations."
Find more prayer points in the full report online, plus good news of a prayer God answered. Meanwhile, in South Africa, Christian World Outreach is partnering with the ministry Single Moms Raising Sons. A key aspect of this ministry is providing male mentors who can speak into these boys' lives. According to Greg Yoder of CWO, many of these mentors were raised by single moms, so they can provide the boys with a healthy example of someone who has overcome similar challenges.
"The key for us is being able to share the gospel and share, yeah, they may have had an earthly father that abandoned them and didn't provide for them, but there is someone who loves them enough to give their son up. Hearing from an older man that has gone through that and loves the Lord can be very powerful and impactful."
Pray these mentors would continue to grow as men of God so they can best invest in the young men they're leading. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Steve O'Dell.